Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He won the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill Downs in the fall of 1930 on his way to becoming a pop culture icon of the Depression era. A line of tobacco products would be named for him, and his likeness would even be used as a marketing tool for double-edged razor blades. His name was 20 Grand. Bred and owned by Helen Hay Whitney's Green Tree Stable, 20 Grand was foaled at the Green Tree Stud in Lexington, Kentucky in 1928. A son of Green Tree's imported stallion St. Germans, 20 Grand was a blood bay, almost red or chestnut in appearance. He was described as well-developed, with plenty of bone and substance. Given that the United States had been thrown into an economic depression at the time he was beginning his racing career, 20 Grand had a name which clashed with the harsh reality that many Americans were facing. He was owned by one of the wealthiest, most aristocratic families in North America. But the name 20 Grand actually seemed to capture the public's fancy, and people from coast to coast came to celebrate his achievements. 20 Grand first gained attention on October 4, 1930, when he won the Junior Champion Stakes at Aqueduct. Dispatched at odds of 7-1, he upset the 1-5 favorite Equipoise with a mile in 1 minute 38 seconds flat. Observers noted that Gallant Fox had won the same race in the exact same time 1 year earlier, before sweeping the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont the following spring. Some 12 days later, on October 16th, 20 Grand headed to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, which, one might say, was the Breeders' Cup juvenile of its time. The race paid $25,000 to the winner and usually determined the winter book favorite for the Kentucky Derby. 20 Grand would once again be the second choice behind Equipoise, and once again, 20 Grand would prevail. Beating the favorite by a neck, 20 Grand got the mile in 1 minute 36 seconds flat, not only breaking the track record, but also knocking a full second off the world record for a 2-year-old at the distance. Equipoise, owned by Helen Hay Whitney's nephew, Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney, was still considered champion 2-year-old for 1930, mainly on the strength of his $150,000 in earnings. By comparison, 20 Grand had won only $35,000. But 20 Grand was a late-blooming sensation, with the Kentucky Jockey Club marking his fourth win in just 6 starts. As 1930 drew to a close, 20 Grand's trainer, Thomas W. Murphy, began clashing with Green Tree racing advisor Louis Beard over management of the colt. The dispute would result in Murphy being fired at the end of the year. And so, James Rowe Jr., better known as Jimmy, would become 20 Grand's new conditioner. And the Ivy League graduate, who was 42 years of age at the time, would prove equal to the task. On May 2, 1931, 20 Grand made his 3-year-old debut in the Wood Memorial. In a race which was shrouded in fog, 20 Grand rallied from fourth in the final furlong to win as the 3-5 favorite by a half length. Following a loss in the Preakness, 20 Grand headed to Churchill Downs for the 57th running of the Kentucky Derby, and he capitalized when arch-rival Equipoise was scratched with an injury on the morning of the race. With jockey Charlie Kurtzinger aboard, 20 Grand rolled to victory in the run for the Roses and got the mile and a quarter in 2 minutes 1 and 4/5 seconds, a track and stakes record. Charles Curtis, the Vice President of the United States, was on hand that day to present the trophy. In June, there would be a 10-length victory in the Belmont Stakes. In July, he would win the Dwyer. August would see him win the prestigious Travers Stakes at Saratoga. And in September, he would gallop to victory in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Belmont Park. All told, 20 Grand would win 8 of his 10 starts as a 3-year-old, with earnings that year of nearly $220,000. He would eventually be retired to stallion duty at Green Tree, would briefly stand at stud in Ireland, and would ultimately return to the United States to Green Tree to live out his final days. 20 Grand died on March 2, 1948 at the age of 20. He was buried at Green Tree, with his gravesite now part of modern-day Gainesway Farm. Retroactively named 3-year-old champion and Horse of the Year for 1931, he was inducted into racing's Hall of Fame in 1957. Later today, the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes will highlight the racing program at Churchill Downs. The folks at Churchill like to build the race as a chance to see future racing stars and Kentucky Derby hopefuls. And they have the history to back up that claim, even dating back 9 decades ago when 20 Grand used the race as a springboard to becoming the nation's top racehorse of 1931. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.